This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
For some insight into international markets, we do have on the line with us Tim Mulholland, president of TJM Limited in Chicago. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Tim. Now, the US and China have signed a trade deal that President Trump says is a big deal, but is this really positive for markets and as well as the economies of both countries?
You know, I think it's one that was, telegraphed, and you know, I think it's being played up. I think there's other factors at work right now in the global economy. But the bullish or positive thing from this phase one agreement is that no more tariffs are going to go into effect. But, you know, and they're rolling back the 15% tariffs imposed in September, rolling them back by half. So what that means is that long term, we still have a ways to go and nothing's likely to be done until after the election. There's some short-term positives, but I guess the only positive takeaway, which isn't, I don't think, as big, is that there's no more tariffs coming probably between now and the election.
Meanwhile, oil rose after the U.S. and China in the first phase of the trade deal, and China agreeing to buy almost $95 billion of additional American commodities over the 2 years. So while that does sound substantial, will it actually continue to support oil price then?
You know, I tell you, oil prices look like they ran into a wall of resistance. Again, and if you can't really hold prices up as to what's been going on in the Middle East, it tells me that there's, maybe some issues. I guess if you get the real pickup in the global economy and manufacturing, yes, and that's going to be the big question. But will this trade deal do it? You know, I don't think it hurts it, but again, I think it's overstated that it would help it.
Yeah, Tim, we've also seen, as part of the trade deal, China opening, or rather bringing forward the deadline for the opening of its $21 trillion capital market by as much as 8 months. Obviously, that's potentially good news for Citi, JP, and Morgan Stanley. Do you think these are re-rating factors for these names?
You know, re-rating in the sense that you think it's going to be re-rating their business prospects better because of this. Again, the financial market's been this carrot held out for a long time, and rolling it up, I mean, it's been coming and coming, but for the capital markets to actually integrate with the global economy remains to be seen. I think that the U.S. players will still be disadvantaged there, although it is a positive, but for a re-rating, no.
And U.S. retail sales also strengthened in December thanks to a late holiday shopping rush that wrapped up a more moderate year of spending than at the nation's merchants, climbing 5.8% year on year. Does this reiterate the strength of the U.S. consumer for you, Tim?
Yeah, when you look at real wages, how they've been going up, and that is a very positive factor in the employment situation. And the consumer, has really come, the U.S. consumer has really held, quite strong. And again, that's with the financial markets and the equity markets and so forth and so on. So I think as long as this holds, if you were to get a real break in financial markets, break in the equity market, and the global economy didn't pick up, I think that the U.S. consumer might feel it. But there's no question that the real wages here have been a big plus for the U.S. economy, as have been the financial market action as well.
Thank you very much for your insight this morning, Tim. That was Tim Mulholland, president of TJM Limited in Chicago, talking to us about U.S. retail sales, China, as well as result of the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade deal signing. Now, he does think it's been slightly overplayed, but I guess, as he puts it, the good part is that we're not likely to see any tariffs at least until the November election.
Well, that's the good news. The bad news is that China is still in docket for about $360 billion worth of trade tariffs, so it's not to be sneezed at. Well, just as well, we're not getting any more new tariffs or new values.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.